那请看彼得后书第一章。
Please turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书一章十二节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse
12. 十二节，你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。在这里彼得告诉当时的信徒，虽然一些基本的道理他们已经知道。
Here Peter writes to the church that although they had known the basic truth,
并且已经在既有的正道上也坚固了
，and have been established in, on the truth.
但是彼得却还是经常把得救的要道来提醒、来勉励当时的信徒。
But he continued to remind them always of these things.
今天我们虽然对我们真耶稣教会的十大信条基本的教义我们都知道都明白。
In the same way, although we know the doctrines and the 10 basic beliefs of the church.
所以同样的我们也必须经常不断的来自我提醒。
We must also remind ourselves always of these things.
所以我们还是继续来看我们的十大信条。我们接下来看第六条。
And so we continue our study of the basic beliefs.
信洗脚礼是与主有分，即教训相爱、圣洁、谦卑、服事、饶恕之典礼。对每一个受浸者，要奉主耶稣圣名给予洗脚一次。至于彼此洗脚，必要时亦可行之。
Number six, foot washing is to have a part with Christ, to have.
我们还是要照这个念这样，这个信条doctrine 是加一个字、减一个字都不可以的
Foot washing is a sacrament which enables one to have a part in the Lord. And to teach mutual love, holiness, humility, service, and forgiveness. The foot washing sacrament must be performed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to all newly baptized members. Mutual foot washing may be practiced when necessary.
在真耶稣教会的三大圣礼里头，都是跟我们的得救有关系的。
All the three sacraments in the true Jesus Church has to do with our salvation.
同时也是耶稣亲自设立。并且要门徒要遵行的。
They were personally established by the Lord Jesus Christ, and He commanded His apostles to do likewise.
这也是圣礼必备的三个条件。
These are the criteria of a sacrament.
那洗脚礼也是。
And so foot washing qualifies as a sacrament.
洗脚礼是主耶稣在逾越节之先所设立的。
And this was established by the Lord in the Passover.
它记载在约翰福音的十三章。
This was recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
那洗脚礼的真理有两个层面。
And there are two levels to the teachings of foot washing.
一个是跟我们个人得救有关系的。
The first is related to our personal salvation.
一个是跟教会的兴旺兴衰有关系的。
The other has to do with the growth of the church.
那跟我们个人得救有关系的就是当主耶稣要洗彼得的脚彼得他拒绝了。
And regarding our personal salvation, when Jesus was about to wash Peter's feet, Peter refused.
那耶稣告诉他，我们来看约翰福音的十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
第七节。
John chapter 13, verse
7. 我们从第六节看
verse 6.
六节，哀到西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”七节
，seven。
耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”八节
，eight。
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”九节
，nine。
彼得西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”在这里，这个彼得他。不敢接受耶稣来洗他的脚。
Peter dare not let Jesus Christ wash his feet.
因为犹太人风俗传统的洗脚地点是在进屋的时候洗 那方法是为卑的洗为高的脚。
According to Jewish customs, they would wash their feet when they enter the house, and it would be the servant washing the master's feet.
那这个时候，他们已经用过饭了。
And this time they had finished supper.
所以不是在进门的时候。
It was long after they had entered the house.
那主耶稣他是位尊的老师，却洗位卑的学生的脚。
Also, Jesus asked the teacher.Knelt down to bow to wash his disciples' feet.
所以可见耶稣在这里为门徒洗脚跟传统的洗脚是完全不同。
And so this washing of feet is not related to their customs.
那彼得不敢接受耶稣洗脚。
Peter dared not let Jesus wash his feet.
耶稣却很严重的告诉他。说如果我不洗你的脚，你就跟我无份。
But Jesus told him, unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me.
洗脚是为了要与主有份。
Foot washing is to have a part with Jesus Christ.
不是说是因为洗礼没有洗干净所以要洗脚来补啊，不是这个意思。
Not that baptism is incomplete and we must make it up by washing our feet.
洗脚是为了与主有份。
Right. Foot washing is to have a part with the Lord.
那洗礼是为了洗去我们的罪。
While baptism is for the cleansing of our sins.
这个是有关得救洗脚的道理。
This is the teaching of salvation.
那至于有关教会兴衰是爱的道理。
And regarding the teachings about the church, foot washing.Also teaches us about love.
借着耶稣洗脚的服事。
From Jesus' humility in washing his disciples' feet.
告诉我们要效法耶稣爱到底的精神。
We learn how to love until the very end.
教导我们要保守圣洁。
Foot washing also teaches us to remain holy and pure.
要谦卑服事。
And to humble ourselves to serve one another.
那再来，耶稣也洗犹大的脚，所以也是教导我们要效法主的饶恕。
And since Jesus Christ washed Judas' feet, foot washing also teaches us to forgive.
这是有关爱的教训。
These are teachings of love.
这个是跟教会的兴旺有关系。
And love has to do with the growth of the church.
根据早期教会基督教的早期的教会历史的记载有这个洗脚礼。
And in early church history, there were written records of the church performing foot washing.
后来因为人们不明白所以就把它废掉了。
But later, because the members did not understand the teaching, they abolished foot washing.
所以我们知道洗脚礼是耶稣设立跟我们得救有关系。
We know that Jesus himself established foot washing, and it has to do with our salvation.
我们要照着耶稣的教导来举办。
So we must obey his teachings and do likewise.
那接下来第七条谈到圣餐。
The Holy Communion.
信圣餐为纪念主死，同灵主血，主肉主血与主联合，能得永生。在末日复活之典礼要时常举行，但必须用一个无酵饼及葡萄汁举办之。
The Holy Communion is the sacrament to commemorate the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and enables us to partake of the flesh and blood of our Lord and to be in communion with him so that we may have eternal life and be raised on the last day. The sacrament should be held as often as possible. Only one unleavened bread and grape juice should be used.
我们刚刚讲到说这个在教会里头，在我们真教会有三个圣礼圣餐礼是其中一个。
Holy Communion is one of the three sacraments of the true Jesus Church.
它是主耶稣所设立。
And it was also established by the Lord.
主耶稣吩咐门徒要执行。
And he commanded his disciples to do likewise.
并且跟我们的得救有关系。
It has to do with our salvation.
因为 主耶稣在约翰福音第六章那边说道。
In John chapter 6, Jesus Christ said,
吃他的肉喝他的血在末日要复活。
If we eat his flesh and drink his blood on the last day, we shall be resurrected.
要得永生。
And receive eternal life.
并且要跟主联署。
And we will become one with the Lord.
所以圣餐跟我们的得救有关。
So the Holy Communion is related to our personal salvation.
圣餐举办的目的是为了纪念主的死。
And we have the Holy Communion to commemorate the death of the Lord.
因为主的死才有救恩的成就。
It was because of his death that we can be saved.
所以我们借着举办圣餐来纪念。
So we partake of the Holy Communion to commemorate his death.
纪念主的代死的大恩。
Remember the grace he has shown us.
那再来圣餐的材料用这个无酵饼跟葡萄汁。
And the Holy Communion consists of unleavened bread and grape juice.
还有逾越节是犹太人除酵的时候。
Because during the Passover, it was a day of without any yeast.
所以他们是用这个无酵饼。
And so the bread was unleavened.
这个面包也好，蛋糕也好，这个都是发酵过的。
And normally bread and cake have yeast or leaven.
所以不可以用。
So we cannot use them those for Holy Communion.
同样的这个酒是发酵过的。
In the same way, a wine contains yeast.
所以要用葡萄汁。
So we use only grape juice.
那人再怎么多还是一壶葡萄汁一个饼。
And no matter how many members are present, we use one bread and one container of juice.
因为主就只有一个身体。
Because there is only one body of the Lord.
我们都从他这个身体来统领来分受。
And we partake of this one body.
那至于说这个举办圣餐的次数没有限定可以时常举办。
And there's no limit to the how often we can perform the Holy Communion.
但不要变成一种形式。
But that does not make it into a formality.
有时候一些信徒对于这个圣餐有两种很极端的看法。
And sometimes members take opposite extremes on how they view the Holy Communion.
一种是很重视领圣餐。
On the one extreme, they think Holy Communion is very, very important.
到底听不听没有关系一定要领那个圣餐。
It doesn't matter whether you come to church for service regularly or at all, as long as you come for the Holy Communion.
那有点把它当成属灵的维他命大力丸。
It's as if the Holy Communion is a spiritual vitamin, a boost for them.
这个吃的越多这个灵性越强壮
As if you can simply partake of the Holy Communion and grow spiritually.
这个也不对了
And that is not right.
圣餐的道理要听，要思想，要分辨
We must listen and think of the truth behind the Holy Communion.
不然就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Otherwise, we eat and drink of our own sins.
那另外有些弟兄姐妹是不重视领圣餐。
In the other extreme, some members do not think Holy Communion is important at all.
这个道理我都懂，这样就可以了，领不领没有关系。
They think that they know the truth already and doesn't matter whether or not they come for the Holy Communion.
这个也不对。
That is also wrong.
因为领圣餐跟我们的得救有关系。
Because the Holy Communion has to do with our salvation.
这个是在有关圣餐举办的次数我们要注意的。
So this is what we should consider when we plan how often we have the Holy Communion.
来第八条谈到安息日。
The Sabbath day.
那就是我们这个敬拜神的日子。
This is a day to worship God.
安息日就星期六为神赐福的日子。但要在恩典之下纪念创造及救赎之恩，并盼望将来永远安息而遵守之。
The Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, Saturday, is a holy day blessed and sanctified by God. It is to be observed under the Lord's grace for the commemoration of God's creation and redemption, and with the hope of eternal rest.
很多这个其他基督教的这个、基督徒认为这个守安息日是犹太人他们守律法的人才在遵守的。
Many Christians believe that observing this Sabbath, the Saturday, is what the Jews did under the law.
那今天呢，主耶稣已经成就律法了，我们是活在恩典时代，就不需要去遵守律法。
And since Jesus Christ has fulfilled the law, and as we live under grace today, we no longer need to limit ourselves to worshiping, limiting the Sabbath on Saturday.
那甚至有些基督徒还误认为说耶稣把安息日已经废除了。
And some Christians even go further and claim that Jesus Christ had abolished Saturday as the Sabbath.
这是不对的。
But that is wrong.
主耶稣亲口说他来不是废掉律法，是成就律法。
The Lord himself said he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
那安息日是在神颁布律法之前就已经设立了。
And the Sabbath was established by God before he gave the Israelites the law.
神在以六日创造万物，在第七日就是星期六他安息并且祝福这个日子。
And after God created the heaven and earth,On the seventh day, he rested and blessed that day.
这个是在在以色列民族形成民族之前就设立，而且是在颁布律法以前就设立。
And that day was made holy and blessed before there was even the Israel race, and before God had given them the laws.
所以安息日不是为以色列民族的，安息日是给所有人类的。
So the Sabbath day was not established only for the Israelites, but for everyone.
安息日也不是律法，是在律法之前就有了。
And the Sabbath day is not part of the law, because it was established before the law was given.
主耶稣在世的时候，他也守安息日。
And when Jesus Christ was on earth, he also observed the Sabbath day.
在路加福音四章的十六节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
我们看一下路加福音四章十六节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
十六节，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。这里告诉我们，耶稣照平常的规矩，他在安息日进会堂敬拜神。
As was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
那使徒保罗，他也守安息日。
And the apostle Paul also observed the Sabbath.
使徒行传十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
十七章第二节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 2.
二节，保罗照他素常的规矩进去。一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论。这里我们看到保罗也是照着平常的规矩，可见他一直都是守安息日的。
As his custom, which means he always did it, like he went into to worship on the Sabbath.
所以安息日的主耶稣基督本身守安息日。使徒保罗他也守安息日。
So Jesus Christ, the Lord himself observed the Sabbath, and also the Apostle Paul observed the Sabbath.
那为什么现在很多的基督教他们都没有守安息日，而变成守星期日？
Why is it that most Christians today do not observe Saturday as a Sabbath, but instead on Sunday?
在圣经里头找不到说废掉星期六的安息日改成星期天。
There is no record in the Bible that changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday.
倒是在这个教会的历史上的文献可以找得到。
But we can find the reason in the church history.
那个是在主后三百多年在一个大公会议上，称作老底嘉会议。被改过来的。
And it was the Sabbath day was changed about 300 AD at a conference in Laodicea.
是被人改变的。
It was changed by human beings.
那当然我们不能够被改变
Of course,
真理是不变的。
Of course, man cannot change the truth of God.
所以我们还是要遵守圣经吩咐的安息日。
So we must observe the Sabbath day as recorded in the Bible.
但这里说是在恩典之下来纪念创造救赎之恩。And
we observe the Sabbath day under the Lord's grace for the commemoration of God's creation.
主耶稣在世上的时候曾经跟这个当时的文士法利赛人因着安息日怎么遵守有不同的看法。
And Jesus had different views on how to observe the Sabbath.
当时的犹太人他们为了要遵守维持安息日的神圣，所以他们就另外有了很多的规定来迫使人能够遵守这一条诫命。
Now the Jews and the Pharisees had created their own set of rules to make the Sabbath day holy and special on its own.
那到后来反倒变成人为安息日设立，变成人变成安息日，被安息日所捆绑。
But because of these rules, people were bound by the Sabbath day. So they were created for the Sabbath day, not the other way around.
小弟曾经在纽约，纽约很多犹太人。
There are many Jewish people in New York City.
那他们到了安息日的时候他们不开车的，因为不可以开车。开车那个火星塞点火，视同生火，违反安息日。
And they do not drive on the Sabbath day because when you drive, the spark plug light a fire, and you're not allowed to light a fire on the Sabbath day.
他们也不可以开灯的
They cannot turn on the light on the Sabbath day.
那现在有这个 timer 还比较方便你把它设定好了什么事情都搞定。那以前没有。
So today you could set a timer to automatically turn itself on and off, but before it was a bit more troublesome.
那这个世界这边足球赛正在演怎么办？我想看啊。
So what would you do if you want to watch the World Cup on the Sabbath?
到隔壁找基督徒来帮我开电视的。
They would have to go find their Christian neighbor to turn on the TV for them.
那个伊丽莎白教会对面就是一个犹太的犹太人的这个中心。
There is a Jewish center across the street from our church in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
有一次从他们的这个会堂走出来的一个犹太人朝我们教会走，大家都很高兴，以为他要来我们教会查考道理。
And one day, one of their members came out of the center to our church, and we thought they were going to come and study the truth with us.
结果不是的，他是请我们帮他开灯因为他不可以开灯。
But he actually came over to ask our member to turn on the light for them because they were not allowed to turn on the light on the Sabbath.
不但不可开灯那个坐电梯也不可按按键
It's not only that, they can't even press the buttons on the elevator.
所以在这个犹太人多的地方到了安息日，他们会把一个电梯设定成每一层都会停这样一直循环叫做安息日电梯。
So there are these such things as the Sabbath elevator that automatically stops on every floor by itself on the Sabbath day.
但如果你住在八十楼你这样从一楼进去，每一楼都停到你八十楼可能要一个多小时。
But if you live on the 80th floor, it might take a while for you to get back home.
这个是犹太人他们。到现在还是一样他们守安息日的方法。
But this is how many Jews observe the Sabbath even today.
是在那个律法之下。
And they observe the Sabbath under law.
但是耶稣并不是这样教导。
But this is not what Jesus Christ taught us.
耶稣要恢复到神当时设立安息日让人得安息的那个本意。
And Jesus Christ came to teach us how to restore the original meaning of why God established the Sabbath day.
所以在安息日可以行善在安息日可以敬拜神。
On the Sabbath day, we can do good. On the Sabbath day, we can worship God.
可以帮助人可以医病。
We can help others. We can heal others.
让人得安息。
We can bring rest to others.
这个才是神设立安息日主要的目的。
This is why God established the Sabbath day.
所以我们真教会我们守的是恩典的这个安息日就是主耶稣 恢复到那个原本的安息日。
So in the true church, we observe the Sabbath day under grace, and we observe the Sabbath as God had originally intended.
哦，那安息日，这个哦，在世上我们这个哦享受的这个安息日啊，哦，主要的目的啊是要提醒我们哈，哎，将来还有那个永远的安息。
And the rest we enjoy every Sabbath day serves as a reminder for us of our eternal rest in heaven.
哦，我们的家不在这里哈，我们家在永远的天国。
Our home is not here on earth, but it is in the heavenly kingdom.
啊，那个才有永恒的安息。
Only in the heavenly kingdom is eternal rest.
哦，所以今天我们在安息日，就是在星期六来敬拜神。
So today we gather here on the Sabbath day, on the Saturday, to worship God.
哦，在恩典之下纪念神的创造，神的救赎。
We gather here under grace to remember God's creation and redemption.
哦，以及盼望那个将来永恒的安息。
And to remind ourselves of the hope of our eternal rest.
哦，先有人有问题哦。
Now there might be doubts.
安息日哦，可不可以去买菜
？Can I go shopping on the Sabbath day？
哦，我聚完会啦，啊，我要回家哦，顺便这个能不能到这个海洋哦买个菜，然后再回家哦
？And after the afternoon service, on my way home, can I go to that supermarket across the street to do some shopping？
哦。买菜哦，是我们生命上哦提供哦，买菜哦，这个食物是提供我们生命的饮食之需哦。
We go grocery shopping to buy food to sustain our lives.
哦，这个哦不违反诫命哦。
And that it is not against the spirit of observing the Sabbath.
哎，这个主耶稣有一次哈、哦，跟他的门徒啊，在安息日哈、哦，他门徒肚子饿的哈、哦，就摘那个麦穗起来吃。
In fact, one day on the Sabbath, when the disciples were hungry, they picked some wheat from the field to eat.
哦啊，结果哦，当时法利赛人就说哦，他们做了安息日不可做的事情哦，哎、收割哦，哎。
And the Pharisee claimed that they had broken the Sabbath because they performed work by picking wheat on the Sabbath.
所以耶稣说，你们有没有读过啊？哦，大卫哦。啊、跟随他的人呢、啊，进了圣殿哦，啊，吃的他们不可吃的哦，啊，撤下来的那个橙色饼啊。
But Jesus said to them, "Have you not read that on the Sabbath David and his men took the showbread from the temple to eat?"
哎，为了哈、哦，为了能够活下去啊。
Because they had to eat in order to sustain their lives.
哦，所以安息日让人得安息，安息日让人家能够活下去啊。
So the Sabbath is created to give us rest, and of course we need to live in order to have rest and observe the Sabbath.
所以安息日哦，不是叫你不可以吃饭哦，不可以买菜哦。
So it's not we are not commanded to refrain from food or grocery shopping on the Sabbath.
哦，但是哦，不是叫我们说啊，那我们哦，这个啊，不要聚会，我们就去逛街哦，去 mall, great mall, 去逛。
But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we should go shopping for other things at the mall.
哦，神看人的内心哦。
God looks at our heart.
人用心灵诚实在敬拜神。
We must worship Him in spirit and truth.
所以同样，我们也用心灵诚实啊，在安息日得安息啊。
And in the same way, we receive and enjoy rest on the Sabbath day by worshiping in spirit and truth.
哦。那这个是安息日我们再来看第九条哦。
Number nine，
信得救是本乎恩，也因着信啊，但必须倚靠圣灵，追求圣洁，实践经训，敬神，爱人。
Salvation is given by grace through faith. However, it is necessary to rely on the Holy Spirit to pursue holiness and to keep the biblical teachings of honoring God and loving humanity.
哦。早上小弟稍微谈到说，天主教他们的救赎观哦，他们认为是靠着那个洗礼的仪式让人得救的。
This morning I mentioned that the Catholic Church believes that we are saved by performing different sacraments. For example, sacrament of the act of being baptized itself saves us.
那至于人哦，是不是真心相信，那没有关系。
And it is irrelevant whether or not you truly believe.
但他们也不是说故意不相信的，他主张是靠着那个仪式，不是靠着人的信心，人的信心一点功用都没有。
Not that the Catholic Church teaches tells you you don't have to believe, but they teach that the sacrament itself saves you.
那后来马丁路德改革中，他们认为不是靠着那个仪式而已，还要靠着人的相信来接受。
But during the Reformation, Martin Luther said that it is not through the sacrament alone, but you must believe.
所以他们认为说那个仪式没有关系。
So then they believe that the sacraments are not necessary.
那个洗礼没有赦罪的功效。洗礼只不过是你一个信耶稣对外宣告的一个行为表现。
And they believe that then they believe that baptism itself has no purpose other than to proclaim your faith to others.
那人是什么时候赦罪的？
And when are our sins forgiven?
你相信的那一刻就得赦了。
It is the moment, the instant you believe in the Lord.
这是后来改革中的说法。
And that was the result of the Reformation.
甚至到了后来，就变成说一次得救永远得救的这个道理。
And that thought transformed into the teaching that if you once you're saved, you're always saved.
既然人得救并不是靠着行为那是靠着人的相信。
If you're saved by grace and not by your deeds.
我们相信神是慈爱的所以我们只要悔改都可以的。
And since if you believe that God is merciful, then as long as you believe and repent, then you are saved.
这个都不对，都不完全。
But that is wrong and at least incomplete.
所以我们在这等，我们的信条的第九条这个是最完全的。
So what we teach in the True Jesus Church is the complete truth.
得救是本乎恩本乎耶稣基督的恩典。
Salvation is given by the grace of Jesus Christ.
那也因着信人家用信心来领受。
It is given through our faith. We must have faith in Jesus Christ.
但是不是靠着我们的行为去换取这个耶稣基督的救恩这个不一样的。
And there's nothing we can do. It is not by our deeds that we are saved.
这个主权在于神给予恩典但是神要配合来领受。
The authority of salvation comes only from God, but we must be willing to accept and rely on Him.
但不是只到这边而已。
And that is not all.
信主之后
After we believe.
受洗之后
After baptism.
我们必须要依靠圣灵来追求圣洁。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit to pursue holiness.
因为受洗信主受洗是称义而已
To believe and be baptized is to make us righteous.
那我们还要追求成圣。
But after that, we must remain holy.
那有人会说那我们是不是又走回靠行为得救的老路去了？
Then does that mean that we are teaching people to be saved by our deeds?
不是哦。
No.
称义之后我们追求成圣是活出跟我们所蒙的恩典相称
We live and pursue holiness so that we can become worthy of the grace that we have received.
以前是乞丐拿着碗到处乞讨，现在恢复王子的身份，你不可以再拿着碗到处乞讨。
It's as if you were a beggar before, and someone came and saved you so that you are restored to be a prince.Then why would you ever go back and become a beggar again?
你就要改变啊。
You must change the way you live.
你是王子啊，你是公主啊。
If you have become a prince or a princess.
你行事为人，言行举止就应该跟你的身份相配合。
Then you ought to speak and live according to your role.
所以在我们信主受洗之后，追求成圣。不是靠行为来得救，而是与我们所蒙的恩典相配合。
So after we're baptized and are made righteous, we must live according in that role, so that we're worthy of the salvation we have received.
所以当我们这个信主得救之后，如果我们故意去犯罪的话，
so、
故意去犯哦。
So after we believe and are baptized, if we sin on purpose.
那再也没有赎罪祭
If we sin on purpose, then there is no more no more redemption of sin.
因为你把耶稣重钉十字架。
Because when you sin on purpose, you are nailing Jesus Christ on the cross all over again.
但如果一时软弱无知所犯，我们求神赦免，我们要切实的悔改。
That in a, if in a moment of weakness we sin and we, but then we repent, and God will forgive our sins.
那审判在神主耶稣曾经应允过压伤的芦苇将残的灯火，他不折断，他不吹灭。
And it is the Lord who judges, and He promises us that He will not break a bruised reed or put out a flickering wick.
那我们看最后一个
Now, number 10.
信主耶稣必于世界末日从天降临，审判万民，一人必得永生，二人受永刑。
The Lord Jesus Christ will descend from heaven on the last day and judge all people. The righteous will receive eternal life, while the wicked will be eternally condemned.
这里谈到耶稣的再临跟世界的终了。
This teaches us about the second coming and the end of the world.
耶稣什么时候再来？
When will Jesus come again?
不晓得。
We don't know.
耶稣只有讲说，他再临之前的这个预兆而已。
He only told us signs that we will see before he comes again.
他说到那个日子那个时辰没有人知道。
He says that when will he come again? No one knows.
所以。有任何预言说耶稣 在几年几月几日会再来那个都违反圣经哦。
So if any prophecy that puts the second coming of Christ at a certain date is against the teachings of the Bible.
那这样的教会也不是真教会。
So if any church that preaches that Jesus will come on this particular day is not a true church.
因为已经越过基督的教训了。
Because they have added to the teachings of Christ.
所以以前有人这么说了，说那个日子那个时辰没有谈到说年呢，所以年是可以知道的所以就是这个1999说什么后面有什么发光看不见所以1990到1999都有可能但是1999有过去的也没有来
And some have even said Jesus Christ only said no one knows the day and the hour, so we could try to guess the year, but none of these prophecy came to be true.
那个讲那个日子那个时辰就是在讲时间那年也是时间也包含在时间里头了嘛。
It doesn't matter whether Jesus Christ mentioned the year or not. He meant that we don't know the time, period.
那说什么1999后面那个发光什么那个是什么信徒上山祷告看的异象。
And there have been so-called visions of believers who saw 1990 something in the end, and they guessed that it must have Jesus would come between 1990 and 1999.
我们一听信徒上山祷告可能是真的
And then when we hear that these believers saw the vision when they went to the mountain to pray,
那个事情我最清楚了。
And you might believe it's true, but I knew the truth.
因为我注目过那个教会。
Because I was at that church where members claimed to see this vision.
那个信徒说看那个异象的时候他还没有圣灵。
The member who saw this vision had not received the Holy Spirit when he saw the vision.
他以前还没有信主的时候是庙里的乩童。
And before he believed, he was a sorcerer at the local temple.
那看异象的时候是他说他被神耶稣启示他去买大理石做了三根十字架做了一个祭坛在那个祭坛祷告得到的启示
And he has said when he saw the vision he had received revelation from Christ to make three crosses out of marble and pray to him and that's how he came to see the vision
说如果现在小弟把 whole picture 整个讲出来你一听就知道那个不是神的启示
So when I told you now that I tell you the background and the whole picture it's obvious that is not a true vision
所以我们要很小心
So we must be careful.
如果有任何包含传道甚至长职讲的道理如果越过圣经的教训我们要慎思明辨。
If anyone, including elders and pastors and deacons, say something that is beyond what the Bible teaches us, we must be careful.
所以耶稣什么时候再来，我们不晓得。
No one knows when Jesus will come again.
但是他讲的兆头现在都应验了，所以主 来的日子近了。
But we do know that the sign he had described are all happening today. Because we do know that his coming is near.
主再来要审判万民，有形质的世界要消化。
The Lord will come to judge and he will destroy the material world.
那义人得永生，恶人受永刑，是永远的。
The righteous will receive eternal life and the wicked will be eternally condemned. This is forever.
有一些基督，这个基督教或者是异端，他们在这终末论的解释不一样。
There are many different teachings and explanations of the last day among Christians and other churches.
比如说这个耶和华见证人会。
For example, the Jehovah's Witness.
他们认为到时候144,000人灵体复活和会在天上和耶稣一起作王。
They believe that on the last day, 144,000will be resurrected and be and reign with Jesus Christ in heaven.
当然就是指着他们的信徒了。
And of course, the 144,000 are the Jehovah's Witnesses.
其实144,000就144就是十二的十二了。其实完全的完全的意思。
But the number 144,000 is just mean is 12 times 12, which means a perfect number.
不是指的真指的那个数目。
It is not referring to a literal count.
他说义人会先复活，得着肉体，活在地球上，然后再受试炼。
And they believe that the righteous will be resurrected to life and to live on in a body of flesh on earth and to be tried.
不义的人是后来才复活，同样得着肉体，活在地球上，再受试炼。
And after that, the unrighteous will be raised to life and also live in a body of flesh on earth to be tried.
所以耶和华见证人会的主张是没有地狱的。
And so, the Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe there is a hell.
地球也不会毁灭。
And that the earth will not be destroyed.
所以他们说，义人要承受地土嘛。
So, and because they said, the Bible said, the righteous shall inherit the earth.
就用这个经文认为说没有所谓的世界毁灭。
And therefore, the earth will not be destroyed.
但我们从圣经我们知道。
But from the Bible, we know.
到了末日，这个有形之都要销毁。
On the last day, everything will be destroyed.
主再来实行审判，新天新地。
The Lord will come to judge, and there will be a new heaven and new earth.
那另外一个，这个摩门教他们的说法。
And another example is the Mormons.
他们认为当这个耶稣再来的时候，人们要受审判，然后会派遣到四个不同层阶层的天国。
They believe that when Jesus comes again, he will judge and send us to four different levels of heaven.
有高级国度。
There's the celestial kingdom,
中级国度
the terrestrial kingdom,
低级国度
the celestial kingdom,
还有外层的黑暗
and the outer darkness.
那这个已经接受摩门教的人在复活之后，在移居天上的高级国度，得见神的面。
And the Mormon believers will be resurrected to life and be moved to the highest, the celestial kingdom.
尤其其中那一些在摩门教圣殿结婚的信徒可以再上一层。
And those who are married in the Mormon temple will be living on the highest level.
可以跟神一样继续这个生这个产生灵体的儿女创造世界。
And they can continue to have spiritual offsprings.
那没有接受摩门教的好人住在终极国度。
And those the good people who have not believed in the Mormon church will live in the next level, the terrestrial kingdom.
那坏人到低级国度。
And the evil ones will be in the terrestrial kingdom,
the third level. 一小部分很坏很坏的人和那些跟随撒旦的人就到外层黑暗的地方。
And the most evil and those who follow Satan will be thrown into the lowest, the outer darkness.
这些都是没有圣经的根据的。
None of these have any correspondence with the Bible.
包含天主教所说的炼狱。
And also has also the purgatory taught by the Catholic Church is also not recorded in the Bible.
所以我们 要相信圣经，对照圣经。
We believe in the Bible, so we must teach from the Bible.
我们就能够归入真的教会。
By doing that, we can be in the true church.
在结束之前
，So before we conclude,
我们想一个问题。
Let us think, ponder over this question.
唯一得救真教会。
The one true church of salvation.
刚刚我们一开始讲说教会不是人的组织哦。
In the beginning, I said that the church is not an organization of people and or bureaucracy.
是耶稣宝血所赎回的人。
The church is consisted of people who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ.
这个是教会哦。
That is the definition of the church.
是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
那目的就是要人能够得救。
And the church exists so that we can be saved.
那必须要在唯一的基础，就是真理的根基上。
And the church must be built on one foundation, the truth.
所以那个唯一得救真教会的唯一啊，是指的真理的唯一。
So the one true church, the one true church refers to the one truth.
那得救是我们的目的。
And the salvation is our goal.
教会是神的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
所以唯一得救真教会不是指教派。
So the one true church of salvation does not refer to any denomination.
今天真耶稣教会是唯一得救真教会。
Today, the true Jesus church is the one true church of salvation.
因为是建立在唯一的基础，真理的基础上。
And we say that because it is built on the one foundation of the truth.
能够让我们得救的。
So the truth that can save us
是神的身体所以是真教会。
It is also the body of Christ. That is why it is the true church.
所以我们要这样去认知这个唯一得救真教会。
This is how we should understand that why this is the one true church of salvation.
圣经有几本
？How many Bibles are there?
几本
？How many?
一本
？One.
那书架上啊，外面那个书架上好几本啊，你怎么说一本呢
？How many Bibles are out there on the bookshelf？
书架上好几本啊，怎么这一本
？Many many Bibles on the shelf outside。
我们讲的那个圣经一本不是在讲那个数量的哦。
When we say there is only one Bible, it doesn't refer to the printed books。
所以我们在讲唯一得救真教会。也是一样的观念。
And similarly, this is how we can understand the one true church of salvation.
那同样的这个圣经架上的所有的都是圣经吗
？Then does that mean that all the Bibles out there on the shelf are the Bible, the one Bible?
不一定啊，可能有电话簿也摆在那边嘛。
Not all the books out there on the shelves are the Bible, because there might even be a phone book out there.
所以要内容同样的才是圣经啊。
Only the books that contain the teachings of God is called the Bible.
所以同样的教会这么多啊。
And so likewise, there are many churches and denominations out there.
哪个是得救的真教会
？Which one is the one true church of salvation?
要符合得救真道的才是哦。
Only those who teach according to the Bible completely.
那我们这样就能够知道。什么叫做唯一得救真教会
？And this is how we can tell what is the true church of salvation.
我们同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。